Well, I suppose it is. Lawyers have tried to promote not only computer law, but a term I used in an article in the New York Times, high technology law. It's a funny specialty, whatever it is, because the specialty involves, presumably, a sophisticated understanding of the facts, the underlying technology. What computer law involves, as I see it, is integrating this factual subject matter into the body of law. You find constant arguments that you need a special body of intellectual property law to treat this subject matter, that copyright and patents aren't suitable. People argue that, but don't give facts. They don't say, well, it should be so-and-so. They say it shouldn't be this, but they don't say what it should be. And my position has been that we should really work at integrating the technology into the body of law widely by understanding the facts through reasonable analogies to circumstances we know. But do so within the proper framework of social policy. We have to respect the public policy in various areas. And I found it to be an exciting experience. I found it to be intellectually very satisfying. But you find people continuing. I mean, there's a law professor down at the University of Pittsburgh Law School, Pamela Samuelson, who's taken extreme positions, written countless articles on how copyright doesn't properly apply to software program media. But she cites cases from the United States Supreme Court that were decided when the United States copyright law didn't cover unpublished copyright. I mean, they're just not applicable. It's disingenuous. You find a man now by the name of Nimmer. I can't remember his first name. I think he's the son of that famous Melville Nimmer, who's arguing that the Uniform Commercial Code should have provisions for standardized transaction documents relating to software. And I think it's so ill-conceived because you have to recognize what the transactions are. There can be a genuine license of mainframe software, and it should be treated as a license under unpublished copyright. It is no big deal, you know. Or there should be recognition that the marketing of software programs for personal computers are equivalent to the sale of books. They're published works, and they're, you know, that's that. I mean, it's relatively so simple. But there's this persisting, as I see it, I mean, but I happen to be persistently rebellious.